This Gemara did a lot of dinim here, so we got to concentrate on this. Nachamon, Mekadosh Memulva Einu Bekadeshes. You're learning Kiddushin Davav on the base. Talmud Bavli. Okay, Mekadosh Memulva Einu Bekadeshes. There are two oifanim. One oifan is I lent the girl $1,000. She didn't spend it yet, so I gave her permission to spend my money, but she didn't spend it. So I say Harei Mekadeshes with the money that you have. There is a Gemara later that if I gave the girl a pikudin, she's a shemeris on my behalf. I say you can keep the ring that you're holding as a pikudin. But Hariyat Mekudeshes, the Gemara said that it's good because the ring is shaliyah bishusi. Anything that shaliyah is automatically bishusi, even though it's a bebeis hashemer. Shemer didn't steal it. If a ganav stole it, then it's called ainu bishusa. The shemer is holding it for me. It's shaliyah bishusi. All the rishonim say that we arrive from a Gemara like that. That what the shemer holds on my behalf is considered shaliyah bishusi. If I park my car in the street, that's shaliyah bishusi. Yeah. But if you give a milva, if I ready, once I give the money, so that's, I can't be mekadosh with the money. It's not the same as a pikudin. That's what the Gemara calls later, milva lo hitzo nitna. So we said yesterday, what does that mean? So the Shach learns the pashup shat the way everybody learns. The moment that I gave the money to the loiva, it already belongs to the loiva. Shaloi b'shusa. It's not that I gave him permission to spend my money. I gave him money, it's his money. He's kind of the money. Shaloi b'shusa of the loiva. So that's why Mekadosh B'mul Deinu B'Kodeshes. It's not that when you lend money to the loiva, you give him permission to spend your money. You give him the money, it becomes his money. And the Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Shach says that it's a misprint. It's a Torah Sefer. There are a lot of mistakes in the Rabbeinu Yerucham. I think they say the Rabbeinu Yerucham is full of mistakes. Yeah.
They can't print it.
Huh? They can't reprint it. They can't reprint it for some Kabbalistic reason. Why not supposed to straighten out the Gisos and the Rabbeinu Yerucham? So the Shach claims this is one of the many mistakes in Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Ramah quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham that Kozman the Loiva didn't spend money. The money still belongs to the Malva. And he says if Yisrael lends money to a Nochri, the Nochri has a hole in his pocket and all the money falls out, and another Yisrael finds the money. He was watching the whole story from the beginning to the end. So the Ramah says it's Avedis Yisrael. It's not Avedis Akum. So the Shach says, what in the world is he talking about? Milvah lo zon nitna. And the moment that you gave the money to the loiva, it belongs to the loiva. So the Ramah is quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says not so, that you're giving him permission to spend your money, but it's still your money until he spends it. So what does the Gemara mean, that milvah lo zon nitna? So the Tumim, over there, Rabbi Yonasan Ebeshitz writes in the Tumim, it means that it's shali b'ein b'shusi. So we got anything that shali b'ein b'shusi, I'm not a full b'aleman. The Malveh no longer has rights to that. He gave permission to the loiva to spend it, to do whatever he wants with the money. So since the malva doesn't have the right to use the money, so it's only shaloi, it's not bishusoi, so therefore the malva cannot be makne it. So the question is, he can't even be makne to the loiva? Can't even be makne to the loiva? Why can't he be makne to... Okay, so we'll have to see whether the tumim steretz fits into the Gemara. Yeah. The shomer on a pikudin?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's not his. Well, why should he be able to be mekadosh?
I
don't know. We're learning kedushin this year. We're going to research all the runs. Okay. Got to look for the runs. I don't know. Okay. So there are two kinds of mekadosh milveh. Mekadosh milveh, I want to be mekadosh with the cash. So that the Gemara says later, that doesn't work because milveh lots on it. And what if I want to be mekadosh with the chov? If it's milva dachrini, somebody else owes me money. A different person owes me money. I'm the chosn. And I say to the kala, I want to be makna the chayiv to you. How are you makna chayiv to a? If I give a gemara, say kind of with hagbol with mashiach. Are you kind of chayiv? It's an intangible thing. So either with the maimed shloshtan, if we're all standing together, the malva, the loiva, and the kala, maimed shloshtan only works with the rabbanan, or with the kinyan agav. That's a big machlokes whether that works. Can you taka be makna choif to somebody else like that? Kinyan agav. The two girsas in the Gemara and the end of Baba Kama, whether such a thing exists or not. The Rambam I think writes it doesn't exist. The Rambam says that it's. Tosis says also it's a mistake. Tos sefer in the Gemara. Or how else can you be makna choif with ksiva mesira? So the Rambam says ksiva mesira is only with the Rabban. But whatever. So if I'm makna choif to the kala. Instead of the loiva owing the money to me, the chosin, now he should owe the money to the kala, then the Gemara says it is mekudeshes. Even though I didn't give her a tangible object, that's regular shove kesev kesev. It doesn't have to be tangible. That's considered mekudeshes, mitam kesev. It may be should only be an issue sish midirabbanan. If you say that the Mayim Shloshan only works midirabbanan, or the Kinyan Ksiva Mesir only works midirabbanan, or the Agav, Tosis Baba Kama claims that Agav works midirabbanan. We had Rabbi Kivega pointed out that Tosis here is assuming that Agav works min haTorah, and it's against the Tosis and Baba Kama that Agav works only midirabbanan. So maybe there should only be an issue sish midirabbanan. That's a question. Whenever the kala is only kind of the money midirabbanan, does she become an eishes ish min haTorah? Because once the chacham make a takana midirabbanan, that the chayv belongs to her, so hefke bez nehefke works min haTorah. So now she's an eishes ish min haTorah. You say no, she's only an eishes ish midirabbanan. Anybody ever hear of that shaila? Let's say the chosin asked his friend. Chosin is nervous the day of the wedding, so he asked his father. He asked his father, don't forget, you hold on to the ring. You bring the ring to the chuppah. Then the father forgot the ring under the chuppah. He asked the chassan, who has the ring? Says the father. Father says, I forgot the ring at home. So there's no problem. They'll make a maimon shloshtan. The chassan says, Harem HaKodesh is leave a tabas that my father left at home. He can't put it on the right hand, on this finger. So he won't put it on any finger. So she'll be mekodeshes. But my Mishloshtan is a parish, it's only Midirabbanan. So will she become an Eishes Ish Min HaTorah? Because Hefke Bezna Hefke works Min HaTorah. Or you say, no, she'll only be an Eishes Ish Midirabbanan. Because the whole Kenyan that she owns the ring now is only Midirabbanan. Anybody ever hear of that Shaila before?
So if you hold Kenyan Ish Midirabbanan, then
one line.
No.
Nobody knows the answer. That's a machlek is the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Beis Yosef. You ever hear Beis Yosef? Yosef Karo wrote a commentary on the Torah. Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef quotes, and sometimes he agrees, sometimes he disagrees. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, if the chosin forgot the ring and he's mekadosh the kala like they may mishloshtan, she'll only be an eshes sish midirabbanan. So the Beis Yosef says, how can it be? Once there's a takana midirabbanan, the may mishloshtan works. Hefke bezna hefke, so works menater, so she's mukodeshes menater. So that's a famous machlokes, the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Beis Yosef. And then the Ksais HaChoshen says, of course the Beis Yosef is right. And the Nisiv says, of course the Rabbeinu Yerucham is right. And it's a big machlokes, or every Rishon in the world, every Akron, everybody takes a stand one place or the other. I said, Rabbi Gorin, in a famous tshuva, ha'ach v'ha'achos, part of his heter on the Mamzerim was that none of us are married men HaTorah. Everybody's only married Midirabbanan because everybody did Kiddushi Keseh. So the Keseh Mishneh, authored by Rabbi Yosef Karo, wrote a commentary on the Rama.
It's the same as the Beis Yosef.
Okay, so the Keseh Mishneh says, Chas v'sham, the Rama never meant the Beis Yosef means Midirabbanan. He meant that it's men HaTorah, it's Torah Shabbat Peh. We don't accept Rabbi Gorin's interpretation. He was the former chief rabbi. No longer the chief rabbi. We spoke about it. So this, the whole famous machlekes where the Kinyan the Rabbanan is more for dinim deraisa, that's the original machlekes where Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Beis Yosef. This is the case. The man was mekadosh the kala. The chosin's mekadosh the kala with a ring which he didn't give her. He was marked in the ring like they ma'am shloshtan. So Rabbeinu Yerucham says she'll only be an eishes ish midirabbanan. Beis Yosef says how can it be? Hefke bez nefke works min haTorah. So that's a major machlokes. Every Rishon takes a stand on this issue in some place or another. They don't all take the stand in Hilchos Ishus and Hilchos Kiddushin. They say by lulav, if the cotton is, the Gemara says you shouldn't give the lulav to a cotton on the first day of Sukkot before your yotzei, because the cotton can be koina, but it can't be makna. Why can't it be makna mid the rabbanon? They gave the cotton higir loinus aput. This can be makna also. So some say, because the Kinyan the Rabbanan is no good when you need Shalachem the Raisa. And other Rishonim say, no, Kinyan the Rabbanan is good. It must be the cotton is before Hegir Loinu Saputas. But if it's a cotton Hegir Loinu Saputas, and the Mishnah says in Gittin that it can be Maknam the Rabbanan, then it would be Shalachem on the level of the Raisa. So that's a major machlokes of Rishonim. That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Is it okay to give the lulav on the first day Yantav to a cotton Shegir Lachinu who can be Maknam the Rabbanan? Will it, a Kenyan the Rabbanan is a good to solve an issue that I said. Every region, every Akron takes a stand on this issue in some area or another. Ramachir Ischam is spoke about it. Whether a Kenyan the Rabbanan resolves the issue that I saw of Bal Yeroi. Maybe all the Dinam the Rabbanan are just Dinam on the Gavr. Maybe they're not Dinam in the Chepsis. And maybe Hefker Bezen Hefker just means I'm entitled to take the money. I'm not in violation of a sigil, but the money doesn't change ownership. They can't change the Hefzer. They can't change the ownership. That's a major machlokes harishon. Fine. So Nachamol. So Mekadosh Milba means two things. Mekadosh Milba means I'm Mekadosh with the cash that I gave the girl that she didn't spend yet. So that's not valid, Rashi quotes the Gemara from later, because Milva loitza nitna, that was the machlokes, the Shach and the Ramah, and Choshe Mishpat by Aveda Sakam, this is called Aveda Stol Aveda Sakam. And then the other level of Mekadosh Milva is, if I'm Mekadosh Milva Dachrini, that's a Gemara later somewhere in the Mems. Mekadosh Milva Dachrini is good Kiddushin. How did you give over the Milva Dachrini? How did you transfer over the money? Maimel Shloshtan or something? Okay, however. So if Mekadosh Milva Dachrini, it is good Kiddushin, even though there's no tangible Bien. But if it's Milva Didei, then it's not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable? So that's what Taisa says later, because you need a Dova Chorosh. That's what Taisa says, a Mem Zainom and Beis, the Ramasra Lioilam Shtachov Dachrini. Shtachov Dachrini is good because it's a Dova Chorosh. But if it's Milva Didei, he lent the money. Now he says, you can keep it. You am Michael, the whole thing. So he's not giving her a Dova Chorosh. He already gave her the money from before. Fine. We'll have to spend more time to learn, to discuss this more at length, but not now. Not now. Okay, so if you mekadosh ben milva, is any mekudeshes? Fine. What if you mekadosh b'hanoas milva is mekudeshes, but it's also lasses came because of haramas ribis. So haramas ribis, we said yesterday, there's ribis deraisa, that's called ribis ketsutza. And then there are three levels, according to the Rambam's opinion, there are three levels of ribis derabbanan. Avak ribis, that's ribis sheina ketsutza. Then you have mechzike ribis, it's a marisain of ribis. And then there's a third level of ribis derabbanan. In addition to the ribis ketsutza, three levels of derabbanan, there's haramas ribis, which according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to set up such a system. But once you set it up, so you're even permitted to collect the ribis later on, because it's not even Mexican ribis, not even a marisina ribis. It's an act of harama. You did a harama to get around the din of ribis, but the harama is a valid harama. But it's not right to lechatchila to do such a harama. So the Gemara uses the expression haramas ribis in the sense of ribis derabbanan. See, the Tosfos here quotes what is the haramas ribis. See, the big Tosfos arach lazimna. So in the middle they quote perek hazeh neshech, where do they quote haramas ribis? Where it says, but Mitzir Daf Samach Beis, about 20 lines into the Tosfos. Chiyahi, but Mitzir Samach Beis, the mana ainli, chit mana yeshli, shach likras haramas ribs, and marim, the lahavi araganetale. That's the Gemara. That fellow comes, he wants to borrow $100. I say, ooh, I make believe, I check my, I have no money, I'll give you $100 worth of swarm, I'll sell you $100 worth of swarm. What are you going to do with it? $100 worth of swarm. I say, you sell it to other people and you get $100. But it'll take you a few hours till you're going to sell it. Then all of a sudden, after I sell it to him and he owes me $100, then I say, oh, I just found $95. I'll tell you what, I'll buy back all the swarm, $100 worth of swarm for $95. So I saved him hours' work. He would have to spend a couple of hours till he'll succeed in getting customers to buy $100 worth of swarm. So I pulled the wool, I pulled the first one over here. Lemaisa, I gave him $95 and he owes me $100. But it wasn't derech halvoah. I didn't charge interest. I sold them $100 worth of merchandise and I bought it back for $95. So that's a haramas ribis. So the Rambam on that Gemara, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to set it up. But once you set it up, then the Rambam thinks that you're permitted to collect it in the end. He owes me $100. I sold him $100 worth of swarm. And then it was worth it for him to resell it to me for $95. He didn't want to waste so much time selling the swarm. So the Rambam learns in Ad Gemara that it's mutter to collect it. The Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam quotes that there are other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, that you're not allowed to collect it. It's not that it's only us to set it up. Once you set it up, you're permitted to collect it. So according to the Rambam, you may possibly have three different levels of ribis derabbanan: Avak ribis, and Mechzike ribis, and Haromas ribis. So what are the differences? So we said yesterday, Avak ribis ketsutzas yotze b'dayan. We pass like Rab Loza, the Talmud of Rab Yechon. Usually you don't pass in and Allah Talbit Mamakam Arab up until the days of Abai Virov. Abai Virov Elch, we pass in Hilchus the Kibasroi. But until the days of Abai Barava, we assume in Allahi Kitamid B'makam Rav. So the Gemara says in the beginning of his Anesha, this is an exception to the rule, though he passed like Rav Lazar against his Rebbe Rav Yechanan, that Rebbe's Kitzutza is Yotze B'daya. The Bezim will force him to reimburse me. The Bezim will force the Malva to give back the Rebbe's to the Leib. Rebbe She'enu Kitzutza is Rebbe's the Rabbanan. So then, Eino Yotze B'daya, Nebabal Lotze Sidei Shemaim, 2 days in Taisus. So he passed and he should give it back. And Mechzeke Rebbe's, so the Ramor is quoting from the Mohammeds there in Bava Mitzvah, Mechzeke Rebbe's, Marasayin Rebbe's, you're not allowed to pay it, you're not allowed to collect it, you're not allowed to set it up. But once you collected it, Afila Bava Lotz Yisudei Shemaim, you're not mechuyif to give it back, because only Mechzeke Rebbe's, it really isn't. There isn't really any Yosem in a Keren. And then according to the Rambam, Harabas Rebbe's a fourth category, you're not allowed to pull such a fast one, but once you did it, then you're permitted to collect $100 later. So those are the four levels. So when the Gemara says Haramas Ribbis, it means it's a lower level of Ribbis Rabban. It's not Ribbis Derais, it's Ribbis Rabban. It's a lower level. It's not even Abak Ribbis, a lower level. So again, Abaye says, if you're Mekadosh and Isha B'milva, it's Zainim Mekudesh. But if you're Mekadosh Isha B'hanoas Milva, is Mekudeshes, she is Mekudesh, but also Lassus Cain, because of some kind of an Isar, of Haramas Ribbis, a lower level of Ribbis Drabban. Gemara wants to know, what do the words mean? Hay Hanoas Milve Hechidami. What's the case? What happened? Hanoas Milve. If he should say, ask if he lent her money, Domala Arba Bechamisha, he gives her a sela. Sela has 4 zuzim, 4 dinar. He gives her a sela, 4 zuzim, and he says, you can keep it for a year and you have to pay me back 25% interest. He wants back Hamisha. Ask if he lends the money. I'm lending you $4. I want back $5 at the end of the year. So the Gemara says, why does he say that it's only Haramas Ribbis? That's Ribbis Malya Sahi. That's regular, perfect Ribbis Kitzutza Derais at the time of the Halvah. Kitzitza B'shas Hamat Moes. That's Ribbis Derais. So what was the meaning of the Kasha Ribbis Malya Sahi? Just the Kasha and the Loshan. Why did Abai say it's only Haramas Ribbis? It's Ribbis Derais. A kasha on the loshen, but it's not a kasha on the halacha. The halacha is correct that she is mekudeshes. Let's say when she pays him back the money at the end of the year, so she pays him back the $4. Said, here's the seller. I spent it. Here's a seller, and here's the extra dollar. Here's the extra dollar that I owe you. And then he takes that dollar and he gives it back to Sari mekudeshesly. So that if you have money that you collected beribis, that money is considered gezel. It doesn't belong to you, and you can't be mekadosh and isha with that. Oh no. It's just a kasha on the lashon, not a kasha on the halacha. Why did Abai say it's osalasis came because of haramas ribbis? You should have said osalasis came because this ribbis deraisa. But there's no kasha on the halacha. The halacha is good. She is mukodesh. So that the beishmo quotes a machlekes in rishayim on this daf. How to read the gemara? Where the ribbis ketsutza, whenever you have ribbis ma'al yisad, perfect ribbis ketsutza, whenever you have ribbis ketsutza. You say that the malva is not kind of the money. It doesn't belong to the malva. He's mekadosh an isha with it. She's any mekudeshes. So he's saying, no, she is mekudeshes. In dinim amnes, you are mechuyif to pay. It's an avera to do it, but in dinim amnes, you are mechuyif to pay. So that's a fundamental machlokes of Rishon. So we mentioned yesterday that Rab Chaim thought that the raya of the raivet, the raya of the ritvo, is a raya shein aleh tshuva, that you can't argue with it. The ritvo quotes a gemara in Bava Kama, where the gemara says, above Mitzvah also above that mitzvah v'cheyach yichimach is kast b'chol l'sitin lo b'nesha b'abes l'sitin achlecha, then it says v'cheyach yichimach. So v'cheyach yichimach means that ahadalei keechet v'nechei b'adach, if the malva already did collect the ribbis, it's a mitzvah to give back the money that you collected b'ribbis. V'cheyach yichimach, give him back his ribbis keechet v'techei b'adach, he should be able to live, he should be able to breathe. Don't choke him. Don't choke the loiva by collecting the ribbis. If you collect it, you give it back. So the Gemara says beferish l'didei azarachmana l'brei loy azarachmana, that if the malvid who collected the ribbis dies and his yarshim have all this money, they're not mechuyif to give back the ribbis. Even they know beferish what their father did for a living. That's his whole parnas. He used to lend the ribbis to other Jews, and they have all this money. The whole wealth that the father has is all ribbis kitzutz, and they have all the records. There's no mitzvah, they're not mechuyif to give back the ribbis. So the ritva says it's a beferish raya, that you are kind of the ribbis. It's not that the ribbis is not nikna. It's a dinim isa v'heta, you're not allowed to. And dinim amiris, when you lend the money, but I lend you $10 and I say one peck, and then you have one peck $11. You have to give me back $11. When you give me the money, I'm kind of the extra dollar. But I did an Avera. You're not allowed to do it. So calls man, I'm alive. I'm the one who did the Avera. I should be Misak in the Avera. So Lava Nitik Leesei, the Gemara says. You don't get Malkus for taking ribbis because it's a mitzvah. Achzaras HaRibbis is a mitzvah, so it's a Lava Nitik Leesei. But after the Malva dies, so then the Yoshim don't have such a mitzvah. So it's a favor to write that you're kind of the ribbis. Yeah, that's it. And other Rishonim disagree. It's very, that's Rav Chaim said, how is a child to disagree? It's like a Rish ain't allowed children. If a Ganav stole an automobile, then he dies, so the Yoshim have to give it away. It doesn't belong to them. Of course they have to surrender it. But if the Malva dies and he has all the cash that he got by ribbis, the Yoshim and Amuchi have to give it back. I don't think they're mechuyev to. The Gemara just says if the father was not chayzer b'tshuva, so then they're not mechuyev to do this. But if the father's chayzer b'tshuva and they have inich lahem, let's say the father lent $100,000 to a carpet store, Jewish owned carpet store, Iranians, Persian carpets. And then he says, and the ribbis is going to be, you have to give me back at the end of the year $100,000 with a nice Persian carpet. And then he gave him back the ribbis, he gave him back the Persian carpet. So there's a be'en, there's a Persian carpet, and everybody's going to say, this is the carpet that the father got by ribbis. Not some money in the bank that you don't see. There's a dover misuyim, hinech le'amavim, dover misuyim. And the father was chayzer b'tshuva before he died, and he didn't chayzer b'tshuva to give back the money. He died before he had a chance to give back the money. A ganav who's chayzer b'tshuva, the tshuva doesn't mean anything unless he gives back the money. But the Gemara says, if he was chayzer b'tshuva on his deathbed and he wanted to give it back, and he just didn't have a chance to, so then the Gemara says, since he was on his way to give it back, so that's considered the chayzer b'tshuva. So then the Gemara says, mishum kibarav, they should give back the dover mesuyim. But if lo niyach lam davar mesim, the Gemara seems to say that you're not mechuyev even bevalotzi sedei shemai. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So the shaila is, what's mechayev the loyver in choshem mishpat? What's mechayev the loyver to pay the ribbis in choshem mishpat? Rabbi Baruch Be'er in Bob Mitzia and Perik Ezel Nesha, Baruch Be'er brings a raya that from the Shulchan Aruch that ribbis is an isa bin adam lamakim. It's not gezel bin adam lachaver. But haraya, the hilchas ribis are in yeridaya. It belongs to choshem mishpat. It should be next to hilchas geneva. So the fact that it's in yeridaya always has bin adam lamakim. Right next to hilchas nida. That's bin adam lamakim. That's not bin adam lachaver. So you see, haraya from the yeridaya, from the tour, from the shulchan aruch, the way they put it in yeridaya, it's a raya that it's bin adam lamakim. It's not bin adam lachaver. The Rambam has it in Hilchas Malva Veloiva because it has to do with lending money. Yeah, the Rambam, you can't tell one way or the other. That's where it belongs. I would have put it also in Malva Veloiva. But the Yeridei is very striking. The Mincha, the Avnei Nezer has a whole section where he has Avnei Nezer's Shalos Tshuvos by the Socha Tshuva Rebbe. So he has every tshuva has a number, and he has a section of Hilchas Ribbis where he has practically a running commentary. Sif by sif. It's very interesting. Hilchas Ribbis is like a self-contained. Gittin, Kiddushin, Didim, Amenis, everything is interconnected. Kolatarka, everything is interconnected. Ribbis is really self-contained. It doesn't link up with anything else. As Zel Neshech, you can know all of Shas, and you won't have the slightest idea what's doing in Perek Zel Neshech. So the Abenezer took Kemat every sif in Yerideya. It's not really Shalos Tshuvos. It's like a running commentary on the Yerideya Hilchas Ribbis. He calls it the Kuntres Bris Achim, because the word Ribbis, Reish, Beis, Yud, Tav, it's the same letters as Bris. It's like we treat it as if all the Jews belong to a club, and one of the rules of the club is that you're not allowed to charge interest to each other. If you charge interest to a fellow Jew, you're breaking the rules of the club. You're violating the Bris Achim. So he has this running commentary in the Shalos Tshuvos Avnei Nezer, practically sif by sif. And he shows you, he tries to explain Hilchas Ribbis by quoting Misholim. He quotes a Moshe from Gittin, from Dushan, from Krisis, from the Erevin. He makes Ribbis connected with Kol HaTorah Kula. Without the Avnei Nezer, Ribbis is totally isolated. No connection with anything. He quotes practically every sheet of Mekubetzes who has something important to say on Azel Neshech, and then he'll always explain something with a mushel from a normal din to explain the unusual din. And Hilchas Ribs will always explain it with a regular din that everybody knows of. So here, Rabbi Baruch Beh has there's a basic fundamental machloikis nageh halacha lemaisa bizman azeh. There's a basic machloikis. How does that work? If one should assume so, that Mikra din, I lend you $100 and I say I want you to pay me back $110 at the end of the year. What's mechayiv you to pay me the extra $10? It's an avera. But in Choshen Mishpat you mechuyev. If you lend to a nochri, he's mechuyev and there's no avera. So what's mechayiv to pay? What is he, a mazik? He's a chayvel. A halva, I lent you $100. Why are you mechuyev to pay me back $110? So this is a basic machloikis. So most of the classical poskim hold one way. Rav Chaim says that it's all wrong. Most of the classical poskim, including the Avnei Nezer, assume that, let's say, I rent you a tuxedo. You get married. I rent you an automobile. So I can charge for a rental. I can charge you for the use. I own an apartment building. So I rent apartments. I charge rental. So if I can rent out my money. Money is worth something. So I'll rent out $100,000. You can do whatever you want with it. Then you have to pay me back the $100,000, like you have to give me back the automobile and you have to pay the rental fee. Here also, you have to pay me back the $100,000 and you have to pay the fee for the rental of the money. That's how the classical poskim assume. Rav Chaim says that doesn't make any sense. It's wrong. He says it's wrong. Why? Because we just said, milva lo hitzon nitna. What does it mean, milva lo hitzon nitna? The minute I give the $100,000 to the loiva, the money belongs to the loiva. So he's not using my money, he's spending his own money. How do I have the right to charge him for using his own money? If the din would have been milva lavlo hitzon nitna and he's spending my money, so maybe there's what to discuss. Maybe I can say I'm charging him for the right to use my money. Like if I rent an automobile, I rent out a tuxedo, I rent an apartment, so I have the right to charge him for the use of my apartment, for the use of my tuxedo. But the moment I lend him the money, milva lo nitna, the way the Shach said, it's shaloi b'shus of the loiva, the minute he gets it. So how do I have the right to charge him for a rental fee? He's using his own money. So Rav Baruch Beh quotes Rav Chaim, it's not based on schiris. It's not that you have the right to charge a rental. The vort is matamois. So he gives a marshal like this. If I lend you $100 and I say you only have to pay back $90. So what does that mean? So we usually say, pshat, I lend you $100, you have to pay back $100. I say you only have to pay back $9. It means I was moichel $10. And if I say, I lend you $100, I want back $110. So I lend you $100, you owe me $100, I'll void. The extra $10, that's ribis. So that's what's the mechayev. So we're fishing around. So the Avnei Nezer and all the classical poskim, they all say, the mechayev is the schiris, because he's using mine. So Baruch Beh quotes Rav Chaim, no. Matamoyas is a kinyan. Let's say I want to be kind of your karka. The karka is worth $1,000,000. I give you a dollar. Karka is nicknas bepruta b'shove pruta. Not that the karka is worth a pruta. The karka is worth $1,000,000. I'll owe you the money. I'll pay you the mehamekach later. But the kinyan, you can make a kinyan with kesef or b'shtara, b'chazaka or b'chalipa, and fine. So the kinyan kesef, I give you a pruta and I'm kind of the karka. So matamoyas is kind of karka. Mekadosh anisha. Kaddish and Isha, you give her a ring. The ring costs $250 in the store. That's all she's worth. $250? No. Priceless or worthless. Exactly. It's not. She's not worth $250. It's not the Meha Mekach. It's a Kenyan. Matamois. Just like Malakesef, she can't kind of be Alma, but kind of can't. That's the Gemara's Lashon. Kesef is kind of Karka. Kesef is kind of Karka. Doesn't mean that the Pruta is the Shavis of the Karka. Karka is worth millions of dollars. You kind of be pruta. The rest you'll have to pay. You'll be the mehamekach. The kinyan is be pruta. So kiddusha isha, you're not giving the mehamekach. You kind of be pruta. So Rav Chaim is quoted by Rabbi Baruch Beh saying, Baruch Beh amper kazel neshach and Baruch Mitzia. So he says, when I lend you a halvoya, that's a kinyan matan mos. Not there is no such thing that if you lend $100, he owes $100. Lend $10, he owes $10. No, you lend money. That's a kinyan matan mos. How much is it kind of? How much does he have to pay back? So there's an Issa Ribis, he can't charge more. So everybody knows, how can I charge more? Why should I give him a matana? I'm not so friendly with the guy. Why should he's not so poor? Why should I give him a matana? So it's usually self-understood. It's an umdara. I lend him $10. He has to pay back $10. I lend him $100,000, he has to pay back $100,000. But if I lend him $100 and I say, pay me back $110, so it's not, you don't have to explain, he owes $100 because of this, halva, and then he owes me $10 because of rib. It's not matamos, it's kind of whatever you make up. If I lend you $10 and I say, you only have to pay back $9, not that I was meichel on a dollar. We made up the matamos, it's only kind of a chiyuv of $9. And if I lend you $10, I say, I want back $11. Matamos is kind of $11. If you don't say one way or the other, then you assume the umdin is. I'd lend you $10. The matnamos is kind of $10. But if not, that's the halacha. Matnamos can be kind of whatever you want. Rav Chaim says, and that's the pshat of ribis kitzutza. What's the definition of ribis kitzutza? If you made a kitzitza, the hasnor, the agreement was made at the time of the halvor. So the halvor was mechayev the loivet to pay. Matnamos is mechayev the loivet to pay. And in choshe mishma, hilchas choshe mishma, takam mechayev to pay. It's not that it's a gezel. She is mukodeshes. We assume it's not that it's gezel. She is mukodeshes. If you mekadesh with the ribbis, that's called ribbis kitzutza.
How then do you explain when the ribbis increases over time? I mean, the original kinyan happened at the shas halva. So then, how can you get more ribbis over more time?
So I say, if you pay at the end of 1 year, it'll be $1. Pay at the end of 2 years, it'll be $2 extra. So according to the classical poskim, so you say, if you rent the automobile, every month you use the automobile, it's going to cost more money. Every month you use the tuxedo, or you hold the tuxedo, it's going to cost you more money. Over here also, the zchiras accumulates. And Rav Chaim says, no, we just draw up a chart. How much was the matnamos kaina? Is it only kaina $1 extra, $2 extra? So it depends when you give it back. If you give it back a year later, it's going to be kaina an extra $12. You give it back 6 months later, it'll be kaina an extra $6. But it's not that the fact that he has the right to use it for longer, that's mechayiv him more. See, one nafkemina halacha l'maisis, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, is a prohibition of schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, what's the din of schar Shabbos? He's not allowed to charge for using something on Shabbos. Let's say, what's an example of a schar Shabbos? The Gemara in Bava Metzia has, let's say, have a babysitter. I remember I once met Professor Shaul Lieberman from the seminary. So he says, what's the earliest source of the institution of babysitting? So I didn't know. So he said, it's Tosefta in Bava Metzia. Asechas Lishmar Satinak. So Rashi learns on the Gemara Lishmar Satinak that they used to watch the Tinoikas to see they shouldn't become Tamei in order that they should do the Paraduma work later on. That's how Rashi learns, that it's a mokka mitzvah, they're doing it. But the posh pshat, we don't paskin like that, Rashi, halacha ma'aseh. We paskin that schar Shabbos b'mokka mitzvah is mutter. So the pshat that Rashi gives us, lishmar sapara, lishmar satinak, lishmar sazroim, the Rashi says, lishmar sapara, the paraduma shouldn't become nifsal. Lishmar satinak, the tinak should be able to do the paraduma. Lishmar sazroim, he's watching, no one should take the food away. We want to use it for the oimer shtealechem. The Rashi learns all the three cases in the Braisa, it's a Braisa and Perikazov. All the three cases in the Tosefta are talking Schar Shabbos Mokka Mitzvah. And Rashi learns in the Gemara, he's not allowed to get paid for Schar Shabbos Mokka Mitzvah. So we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, not so. That the Balkari who lanes, or Baltikei who blows shofar, a rabbi who holds a sermon or something like that, whatever you do, but Mokka Mitzvah, there's no din, there's no prohibition of Schar Shabbos. The Gemara has, it's not right to do. Ain't a roisim mebracha. The Gemara gives a curse. That's a shtikalisa. But aside from that, it says that as Schar Shabbos Mokka Mitzvah, we paskin against Rashi. So what's the Pirush Amilus and the Tosefta? Lishma Satinak means I'm hiring a babysitter. So if I hire a babysitter, in order that I should be able to go attend an Eifruf, that's for Mokka Mitzvah. But hire a babysitter because I want to go to sleep or something. I want to go visit my friends in Shmuz Loshen Hara. So that's not a Mokka Mitzvah. I want to go visit my friends on Shabbos. That's not a Mokka Mitzvah. So babysitting is a schiras payalim, so you're not allowed to charge for Shabbos unless you pay by the week. Unless you don't pay him by the hour, you don't pay him by the day, you pay him by the week. You pay the same amount every week, whether he babysits a lot or he babysits a little. You pay the fixed amount. So then Shabbos is, that's called schar Shabbos b'havloa. Shabbos is swallowed up. You're not paying for the unit of time of Shabbos or a smaller unit of time. If you pay by the hour, you just pay the check at the end of the week, that's still Schar Shabbos. So if you pay by the day, And then Shabbos is one of the days. And it is Schar Shabbos. It's only called Bahafloa if you don't pay by the unit of the day or less than the day. You pay it by the week. Whether he babysits a lot, they babysits a little. He paid the same fixed amount. That's called Schar Shabbos Bahafloa. So that's mutter.
Who argues against Rashi?
Shulchan Aruch quotes. The others who disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Bi'ur Rava writes, it's all the Loike Rashi. Because Rashi interprets Lishma Satinik, Lishma Sazoim, Lishma Sapora, everything goes on Makam Mitzvah. Rashi couldn't visualize it, the institution of a babysitter. Okay, there's a Rashi, apparently it didn't exist. But the Tosefta has it like that. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Shaila. What's wrong with Schar Shabbos? Schar Shabbos is that it's Mekuch HaMemkar. They made Gzerim the Rabban, you're not allowed to sell anything on Shabbos, you're not to Gzerim Shem Yichtov. Usually if you sell a house, you write a document. Or if you sell Svarim in the store, so you keep a record in order to know how much tax you have to pay to the government. So you have a cash register, and usually you type it up. So even on Shabbos, you're not going to type it up, you're not going to write it down, but it's a gzeira shem yichta, because he's supposed to keep a record of how much he sold, how many items he sold, and you have to buy new inventory because he sold so many. You have to know how much money to pay for taxes, income tax, right? So it's Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. So not only do we say Mekuch HaMemker is also on Shabbos if he's selling a tangible item, Karka Metaltonim, even if he's selling your services, it's also called Schar Shah, it's also called Mekuch HaMemker. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Shaila, when you leave your money in the bank and they give you interest in a savings account, and they give you interest every day, if they give you interest at the end of the quarter, they don't give, it's not calculated daily, so it's Schar Shabbos Bavlo. But if they give you daily interest, isn't that Schar Shabbos? I'm giving them my money, and they're paying me for the use of the money on Shabbos. So that should be a violation of Schar Shabbos. I'm making money because of the halvoah that I did on Shabbos. So Moshe says it's Schar Shabbos Bavlo because they paid by the day from midnight to midnight. So that half of Shabbos is Bahavloa with Friday, the other half of Shabbos is Bahavloa with Motzoi Shabbos. So that doesn't count. But the Shabbos, what if you have Shabbos next to Yontif? Shabbos next to Yontif. So you have from midnight to midnight. You're not allowed to take Schar Shabbos, not allowed to take Schar Yontif. Or 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. It's not a Mimon of Shechid the first day or the second day. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is they're both Vaday, they're Rabbanon. First day is Yontav Vada Minatar, second day is Yontav Vada Midirabanan. So then you have the whole 24 hours from midnight to midnight is going to be Schar Shabbos. So it should be Osa. So Moshe Taka says that it's Osa. So he says when you close your account, you have to leave in a couple of dollars, the amount of money that you think you gained on the 2 days Rosh Hashanah and on Shabbos next to Yontav. You're not allowed to take all of your money up because it's an Isa of Schar Shabbos. That's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva. So the Pashtus is that according to Rab Chaim, the way Rab Baruch Be'er quotes the name Rab Chaim, there shouldn't be a problem. The fact that it accumulates more money daily is not because, like I rent an apartment, so every month that you live in the apartment, you have to pay more rent, more rent, more rent, you rent an automobile. So if you pay by the hour, you pay by the day, so it accumulates more because the more time you have the right to use it, even if you don't use it. The fact that you had the right to use it and I couldn't rent it out to somebody else, I'm losing money over there. So you have to pay for the use of my automobile, the right to use the automobile, you have to pay every day. It accumulates more and more. So the Shaila is over here that the bank has to pay more money. So that's, according to the classical poskim, Rav Moshe was going the way it's traditionally assumed that the ribis accumulates because the loiva had the right to use the money of the malve, so it's like schiris. And Rav Baruch Be'er quotes Rav Chaim that it's not at all schiris. It's milva lo zonit. He's using his own money. He's not using the money of the malva. So what's the mechayiv? So the mechayiv is the matna mois. So how can it accumulate more? That's what he is. How can it accumulate more? The answer is we made a chart in advance. The bank makes a chart. They say if you put money into the savings account, if you take the money out after 1 month, you get so much. You take the money out after 2 months, you get so much. Take it out after 2 years, after 10 years, after 20 years, you give you. So they give you a chart from day number one, and they say, this is how much we're going to give you. It says the matamois from the very beginning is mechayiv to give everything. Not that the bank's right to use your money every day, not that the bank had the right to use my money on Shabbos, and they're paying me because of the right to use it on Shabbos. No, they're paying me because of the matamois that I did a long time ago. That's the shaila. So let's say a girl gets married, so the baal is echad peres nichsim aluk. So if the girl has an apartment building, so all the rental that comes in, so the husband is entitled to collect all of the rent. That's peres nechsem beluga. The girl has a farm, so whatever apples grow on the trees, whatever tvua grows on the ground, so that's peres nechsem beluga. So what about the money in a savings account that the girl had when she was single? So many rabbanim think that the money that accumulates in the account, that's like peres nechsem beluga. The bank is using her money now. Since the bank is using her money, like the tenants are using her apartment, so they have to pay her the rental, so that's peres nechsem beluga. The husband is entitled to that. But if you say the way Rab Chaim, the way Rab Baruch Ber quotes the name Rab Chaim, the matamoyis is mechayiv, and there's a whole chart in advance. So the bank is not mechayiv to pay because they're using the money after her nisuin. They're mechayiv to pay because she did a matamoyis when she was single. The matan mois when she was single is mechayiv, not the use of the bank now. So that's not peres nechsem beluga.
Why isn't Reb Chaim's understanding an issue of reira? At this time will be decided how much you owe me based on what occurs in the future.
Why is there a problem? Why should there be a problem of reira? If you need huver adover lamafreya, then you have a machloikas yeshberi emra, we paskan emberi. It doesn't have to be huver adover lamafreya, it'll be huver mikana labo. Well, what's the problem?
What he owes me from way back when is decided on.
What happens in the future will determine how much the bank accepted, how much the loiv accepted obligation to pay. The longer he keeps it, so he'll have to pay more. So we won't say huver adover lamafreya, so it'll be huver mikana labo. But the bottom line, he still has to pay him the money. The only time you say Ein Breira is if you need it, it should be Huver Adover L'Mafreya. So then you can't, if you hold Ein Breira, it can't be Huver Adover L'Mafreya. You can't eat the Tevil because he said the Truma was not Chal yet. But if you say Shnei Lugan Shani Yasa L'Hafresh after Havdalah Harein Truma after Havdalah, so it won't be Truma after Havdalah. So that's Mikana Labo will be Chal. We say Ein Breira by Dinim Deraisa, can't be Chal L'Mafreya, but it can be Chal Mikana Labo. So it'll be Mikana Labo. Here it's not crucial to say Huver Adover L'Mafreya. If it be Huver Mikana Labo is also good over here.
The money belongs to the bank. Right. Because that's the way it is.
The bank is not using her money.
No.
The bank is using their own money.
Because proof is it's insured. If the bank goes broke, they have to get insurance for the money because it's considered their money. In other words, the bank gets insured. The Federal Deposit Insurance Company insured. The bank has to carry insurance for the money it has.
Okay.
The proof that it's
the bank's
money.
Yeah, okay. Another proof. For sure it's the bank's money. The bank spends the money right away. There's new money. Over the years, is that they're not still holding on to the old money. It's new
that
money.
Like a Tanai.
I'm making a matan mois now to the bank or to the loiva, and how much is this mechayev them to pay? So if they... Let's say I park my car in a parking lot. So how much do I have to pay? So if I leave Turkey de Dibos, I don't pay anything. If I leave, sometimes they let you stay for 15 minutes, no fee in the airports. And if you stay more than 15 minutes, stay an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, it'll be huver adover how much you have to pay later. But the mechayev is the agreement that they agreed in the beginning. Yeah. By the parking spot in the stomach, that's a schiras. I'm renting the parking area so that it can accumulate. I'm using their area for longer, for 1 day, for 2 days, for 10 days. So the longer I use the area, so the more I have to pay. But over here, it's not a schiris. Here, it's not because the banker or the loiv is using the money. The loiv is using his own money.
Could you be totally on the Dabar Shemama, whether it's Tanai Kaim or not? Like if, according to my number, that by Dabar Shemama, Tanai doesn't work.
Tanai work, Masna Mashikas, but Torah doesn't work.
Yeah, so would this be like Ribbis? Let's say it's talking about just
Stamalova
Malva.
Yeah.
Is it Torah or Ribbis?
It'd be Masta Mashikasa Bat Torah.
The Tanai is to pay back, let's say, within a year you pay back $1 and 2 weeks you pay $2. Would that
be
Tanai
against
Torah because Ribbis is
Asur? I don't know. It could be it is. We pass them that it is. We pass like Rabbi Yudah. Masta Mashikasa Bat Torah Mam Tanai Kai. Could be. It should depend on that. Okay. The bottom line, halacha l'maaseh, if a man is mekadesh an isha with mois of ribbis, we say she is mekudeshes. We say she is mekudeshes, not gezel. We said that the Ramban deletes around 18 mitzvahs in the Rambam's listing of the mitzvahs. Says Sefer in the mitzvahs, Lo says he has to replace them with a different 18 mitzvahs. So Ramban said one of the 18 mitzvahs that the Rambam left out was the mitzvah of Hachzoras HaRibis. Like giving back the ribs, that pasuk. So the shayla was, why didn't the Rambam taki count it? So the Megillah Esther says the Rambam didn't count it because it's identical by the Heshavas Hagzelim. The pashtus is not the Heshavas Hagzelim. Heshavas Hagzelim mamish. When the Gazlan dies, the Yoshim also have to give back the Gzela. It doesn't belong to the Gazlan. They don't get it, Birusha. Never belonged to the father. It doesn't belong to the Yoshim. But by the Ribbis, it did belong to the father, and it does belong to the Yoshim. And only Lididei Azrachman, Librei Loi Azrachman, the Torah only required of the father, the mother, he did the Aver, he has to give back the Ribbis. By him, it's a Lavanita class. By the Yoshim, then I'm Mukhayif to give it back. So the Pashtus is that the Ribbis in Choshim Mishpat, you're Mukhayif to pay the Ribbis. It's an Aver, that you're not allowed to do it. Yeah. Why didn't the Ramon count the Minyan Mitzvah? We said yesterday a different answer. Why? Could be because it's not Pshuto Shal Mikra. For Harai, Rabbi Yechanan says it doesn't exist. There is no such din on Yimuchayiv to give back Ribbis Kitzutza Yotze B'dayah. Rabbi Loza, the Talmud Rabbi Yechanan, he says this is an additional level of interpretation. V'chei achich imach ahada, like giving back the Ribbis Kechid and Echid Badach. Pshuto Shal Mikra is, v'chei achich imach, don't choke the loive. Don't charge any Ribbis. But it already says, Al tikach niyata neshav v'sabbis v'yesim elakecha v'chei achich imach. Rav Lozes thinks that Bechech Imach must have an additional level of interpretation. Ahada like Echad and Echad Badach, giving back the Ribbis. So the Rambam says, the Rambam wrote the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah. He gives you the klolim. How do you determine which mitzvahs belong in the Minyan Mitzvah, which not? So he said, a mitzvah that's only known through a drush of the Torah Shem Alpeh doesn't belong in the Minyan Mitzvahs. Because the Rambam Mishitas holds that the Bezdin in every generation has the right to darshan the psukim, however they see fit, they can come up with new mitzvahs. Every time they're going to come up with a new drasha, they have to throw out an old din, because he can only have 630. He can only have 248 mitzvahs. So the Rambam Lishitasa holds no, 248 mitzvahs. Say that pshuto shel mikra, that was always like that. That's always going to be like that. That in every generation, the bezdin has the right to darshan additional mitzvahs. Additional levels of interpretation, not lefi pshuta shel mikra. Additional levels of interpretation. So that doesn't belong in the Minyan Mitzvah. That's the simple answer why the Rambam didn't count, and not what the Megillah Esther said. Megillah Esther said because giving back the ribbis is identical with the mitzvah of Heshavas Hagzeil. So the Pashtus is that would be correct if you would hold like the other opinion that the Bishmuel quotes that the Gemara's kasha was ho ribbis malya sehi. It was a kasha on the din, so it shouldn't be mekudeshes. But the pasuk pshat is only a kasha on the loshen, not a kasha on the din. Mekudeshes is good mekudeshes. It's only a kasha on the loshen. Why does he say it's haramas ribis means the rabbanon, and it should be an isa ribis deraisa? Fine. So that we discussed all that already. We discussed all that. Then the Gemara says, but oh, if that's the case, Hanuas Milva, Mukudesh, what's Hanuas Milva? He lent her $4 and he says, pay me back $5. Then she pays him back the $5 and he takes the $5, gives it back, says, I read Mukudeshously. So Gemara says, why is it only Haramas Ribbis? That's real Ribbis. V'od, Aina Milva, we just said before, Hamakadish be Milva, Aina Mukudesha. So what's over here? Hamakadish be Hanuas Milva. So Hanuas Milva, he didn't learn the way I said. I lent the $4 and I said, pay me back $5. And then she paid me back the $5 and I gave it back the $1. So Rashi learns that's not the pshat. The case was I said, I'm lending you $4 and you have to pay me back $5. So she says, fine. And then I say, the $5 you can keep, I read Mukadeshously with the $5. That's the pshat. Bahanos Milvan Mukadesh is in the Kadeshar by canceling the chayv of the $5. The Gemara says that should be Mekadesh Ben Milva, ain't a Mekadesh. So why is all of a sudden Bahanoas Milva is Mekadesh? Bahanoas Milva means he forgoes his right to collect the extra $5. That's a Mekadesh Milva, ain't a Mekadesh. So what was the second half of what Abaye said? The first half, you understand. Mekadesh Milva, ain't a Mekadesh. The two cases. Either Milva Didei, because it's not even giving a Dabachodesh, or it's Mekadesh with the cash, And the kirsh is milvalot zonit. No, so it's it's not his mamon, it's her mamon. Yeah, so the first half you understand, but what's the second half? What does it mean? Bahanoas milva mukadesh, what's the case? Oh, loit tzricha. The pshat in the second half of Abaye is the arvach lo zimno. What does that mean? The arvach lo zimno. So let's see this slowly. There are a lot of biurim here. I'd like to do Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Raivit. So Rashi learns lo tzilcha darvach lo zman halva osai. He lent her a halvoah, he lent $100 for a year, then it comes the end of the year, and he says he can keep it for another year, but Allah, his kachil banozo shata island, the son is pruta, la odam shif I seni akach, oli, or you would have given me, you had been happy to give me a pruta that I should extend it. So it's the end of the year, and she's supposed to give him the $100 that she borrowed. And he says you can keep it for another year, but Harei Mekudeshes li b'tahanoeh, that I'm a hana you, that you can keep it for another year. So Rashi says, Ven pirish lakach mekudeshes. He says, Harei Mekudeshes li b'hanoas harvochas hazman. B'hanoas harvochas hazman. So why did you have to give a case that she owes him the money? She owes him the money. It's the end of the year already came to an end. And he says, I'll let you keep it for another year. He could have said a regular, I'm Kaddish Menilva. He could have said a regular case. The boy lent the girl $100. And then the same day, he says, I like you. Would you consider marrying me? So she says, yeah. So he says, he has to give her some kesef. So he says, I'll be mahana you, if I'll be mechel you, the $100 that you owe me. So she says, thank you, I'll agree to marry you. So I said, okay, I'm hereby foregoing the chov, you don't owe me the money, not with the chov, and not with the cash. We said, there are two pshotim, I'm mekadosh b'milva. If you're mekadosh with the matbeya, so that's not good, because milva lo tzonit, and he said, I'm not mekadosh with the cash. Or if he would be mekadosh milva d'achrini, would have been good. So he says, milva d'idei is no good, because he's not giving a davar chodesh. But here he says, I'm a kaddish with the hanos mechilas hanulva. So Rashi says, hanos mechilas milva is good. So why does Rashi give such a strange, that's what Tosfos works on that. Why does Rashi have to say, it was ready, he gives mana piroin, and he says, he arvach lo zimna. The Gemara said, arvach lo zimna. Why did the Gemara say, arvach lo zimna? The Gemara should have said, he lends the money, and then he says, I'm moichel the whole chov. He should have said, Hanoas Mechilas Milva. Kaddish B'milva is no good, but Hanoa Kikesev. So Hanoa Kikesev, that's why it's good over here. So Tosfos works on that. Why did the Gemara give such a strange pshat?
Rashi says it's a kosher thing. Rashi says it's more because to
say that's better. Yeah. If he's Michael the whole thing, that's certainly good, right? Okay. It's a big achidish, but the Gemara gave us a big achidish. Good. That she still owes him the money. He didn't even give her so much. He just gave her the right to use the money for another year. It's not really worth the full $100 of the halva. Okay, that's what Rashi said. So Rashi says this is only ribbis derabbanan. Why isn't it ribbis deraisa? Why isn't it ribbis deraisa? He says he can keep the halva for another year. So Rashi says, "V'haromis ribis hu dehavya v'loy ribis gamur." Should be low ribis gemura, probably. Ribis is an akeva. Should be low ribis gemura. He gives two reasons. The lakotz lamidi, number one. Number two, v'lamidi shakam mino. What do you mean, the lakotz lamidi? In order to be ribis kitzutza, in order to be ribis deraisa, has to be ribis kitzutza. So this is not called ribis kitzutza. Why is not ribis kitzutza? He said you can keep the $100 for another year. So he made the kitzutza to time up the harvocha sazman. So Rashi holds that's not called ribis kitzutza. Ribis kitzutza is only if you make the kitzutza b'shas ha-halvoah. If you make the kitzutza b'shas harvocha sazman, that's not called ribis kitzutza. That's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivit in Hilchos Malva Valoiva. Let's see. Chelek Gimel. Sefer Abdallah. Malda, Aloiza. Perik Vav and Malva Veloiva Halacha Gimel Horu Rabbeisai Shahamalva Eschaber I'll lend you $1,000 Elachazman Toba Chovo. At the end of the year I say, give me back the $1,000. Vamaloi Haloiva. So the Loiva says, give me another year, let me hold on to the money for another month, another year. Dur Bachatzeri Asha Achza Lachoivcha, I lent him $1,000. He says, I'll give you $100 if you let me keep the $1,000 for another year. But he says, I'll let you live in my apartment for nothing if you let me keep the money for another year. He gives him something. The Loiva pays money to the Malva that he should let him keep it for longer. Is that called Ribis Kitzutza? Is that called Ribis Shena Kitzutza? The Kitzutza was made, not Bishas HaHalva, the Kitzutza was made Bishas HaRochas HaZman. So the Rambam writes, "Ho Rabbi says Amav Bishchav, he already made the halva. Well, Lachas Man Tov Achov, it's already he gives mana piron. Amar LaHaloiva Dur Bachatzeri, you can live in my apartment free of charge. Or here's $100, and let me keep the money for another year. At Shachsa LaChayvcha Hareza Avak Ribis. Why is it not Ribis Kitzutz Lefisha Loi Kotzat Bishas Halvoy? Shenemas Kas Bchalasita La Beneshach goes on in a sina." Has to gribis kitzutza zonif yoyoytzit b'shasa halvor. So b'shasa brachas hazman, that's called ena kitzutza. That's what the Rambam writes. And he quotes Horu Rabbeisa. He calls it Horu Rabbeisa. So there's a ravid here. Whoa. There is a ravid here who disagrees. Yesh Amrim Amar, wait a minute. Amar Avram, Chaye Roshi Lo Yafa Horu. The Rama says, Ho Rabbeisa, my Rabbein Paskin. So he says, I swear, Chaye Roshi Lo Yafa Horu. His Rabbein made a mistake. The Paskin wrong. V'im Higiyaz Man HaPiroin. If it's time to pay Ba'arach Leizimne, and he extends the Zman, Mishum Hahi. Can't read it. Anybody want to read this? Yeah, the Raven al Halacha Gimel. I can't read it. Over here. There are three Ravens, the middle Raven. He says the proof is from Masechus Kiddushin, from our Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Arvach Lezimna, so the Kiddushin is Chal. Why is the Kiddushin Chal? Because it's considered it's Kiddushe Kesef. What's the Kiddushe Kesef? The Mata Mois. So it's considered as if there had been a Matan Mois over here. It's considered as if there was a Matan Mois over here. Yeah, what's going on over here in Kiddushin? So where does the Rambam quote this in Hilchas Kiddushin? The Ches. Halacha Tezvav and Perikei Nishas Halacha Tezvav. Perikei and Ishus Halacha Tezvav. Here it is. Perikei Halacha Tezvav. Amikadesh. Bahanoas Milva, Harezin Mikudeshus, he quotes the second half of Abai. Kaddish Milva, Enim Kudeshus, he quotes earlier. Then Kaddish Bahanoas Milva is Hamakaddish Bahanoas Milva, Harezin Mikudeshus, Ketzat, Kagon, Shehilva Oiso Ato. He lends the money right now. Masayim Zeus, he lends it $200 now. But Omalo, Hariat Mikudeshus, Li Bahanoas. Zman sharpi aloch the mil vizu shatia biyodech kach kach yom the any toivomimech adzman tloni harezim kudeshes Shereyesh lo hano'o me'ato lehishtamesh b'milva zat soif zman shekoba. We learn pshat, Rashi in Tazlam, pshat darvach lozem, he lent the money a long time ago. And now he's extending the halva. The Rambam says, no, darvach lozem means I lend her the money right now. And I give her this man, hapiroin. I lend her $200 and I say, you can keep it for a month. You have the right to use the $200. V'harei mekudesh esli v'tahanoa that I'm mahani you by lending you $200. So she has to pay him back. The matan amoah says, mechayev that she has to pay him back the $200. That's halva, that's the keren. And the ribis is that she matamois is kind of more than $200. Matamois, like Rav Baruch Bess said, name Rav Chaim, matamois, if I lend you $200, I can make up that you have to pay me $210. I can make up you have to pay me back $190. I can make up you have to pay me back $200. Whatever I make up, the matamois is mechayev. So here the matamois is mechayev. I lend the $200, you have to pay me back the $200, the keren, plus Kiddushin, Matan Mois is Kiddusha Kesef. That's what Matan Mois is. Just like Matan Mois is kind of Karka, Matan Mois is kind of Kiddushin, Matan Mois is kind of Choy by Halvoya. So the Matan Mois can be kind of a combination of two. So the Matan Mois is kind of, she owes me back, the girl owes me back the $200, plus it's a Matan Mois. The same Matan Mois serves to be kind of Kiddushin, but I'm getting more than my $200. So that's Ribbis. So that's what the Rambam says, that that's going to be an Issa Ribbis. So the Rambam holds, the Rambam doesn't say it's midin hanua. The Rambam doesn't say it's midin hanua. I think Gemara says bahanuas milva mukudeshes. So the Rambam will have to see the next Gemara that matana manas lachzer. The Rambam has a unique shita that there's a new din in kiddushin that has to be kesef sheyesh bo hanua. That by karka, there is no such thing. Karka's nickname because it doesn't have to be kesef sheyesh b'hano. But by kiddush isha, the Gemara threw it in before. Malat zara shavahen sheyesh b'hem hano meruba, as opposed to shtar, that kiddush bia there's hano, and kiddush kesef there's hano. Mashenik ken shtar, there's no hano. So the Gemara sounds like it says that kiddush kesef only works if it's kesef sheyesh b'hano. So the Rambam holds that that's why matana manas lahasa is no good ben atorah. Tosfos learns the bottom Tosfos on Vav and Beis Matan Manas Lachsa. Give the girl a ring. Harei Mekudeshes Li B'Tabazu, and it's a Matan Manas Lachsa. She has to give it back at the end of the month. She has to give it back. So Tosfos says, "Ben Atarish, she is Mekudeshes. It's only Afkina Abana Kiddushin Minayim, but the Rabbanan is not valid because normally Chalipin, when you give a handkerchief to make a Kina Chalipin, normally it's a Matan Manas Lachsa here." Strictly speaking, the Gemara says, "And Dorim Itofes Mitvis. If he wants to keep it, he can keep it." There's his quotes. Perak Hashutvim is Maseches Nedorim Daf Memches Amibes. The bottom Tosfos on Vav Amibes. The Tosfos quotes the Gemara Nedorim Memches Itofes Lo Mitvis. Whenever I make a Kinyan Chalipin, I give you a handkerchief. If you want to be a wise guy, you can keep it. Let's say at the wedding, so you give a handkerchief to the girl's father and to the boy's father to make a Kinyan Chalipin on the Tnoim. Then you give a handkerchief to the Chassan. They make a Kenya Chalipin on the Shibudim and the Ksubah, on the Tosef Ksubah. So if the boy's father wants to be a wise guy, he wants to keep the handkerchief, goodbye handkerchief. You can't demand that you want it back. That's the Gemara. But the minig always was that you give it back. You always do give it back. Strictly speaking, if once you can keep it. So Tosef says, since the minig always is that you give it back, so every case of Chalipin looks like a Matana Manas Lachsa. It looks as if you're giving it on the condition he's going to give it back. So if you leave the din on the din deraisa is that kiddusha kesef matana manas la'atzer is good, but since chalipin is always the minig always was that you do give it back at the kachta it's a machlokes in the gemara itofes mitvus or not we paskin itofes mitvus if the guy wants to keep it he doesn't have to give it back if he wants to be a wise guy he can keep it but since the minig always was that you give it back so if you'll say matana manas la'atzer is good kiddushin people will think chalipin is also good kiddushin and it's no good so they made a din with rabbanan. Afkina abani kedushim and they said, if you mekadosh neishim matana manas lachse, it's no good. That's Tosfos shita. But bar meisha matana manas lachse no good by kedushim lefishay neishim nikkens bechalipin. What does God do with chalipin? Because it's a gzeira midirabbanan. Min atorah the kedushim ischal. They really read the lav chalipin who midirabbanan who the lav kedushim. Afkina abani kedushim. That's how they read lines. But the Rambam learns not so. Ramalos a chalipin is no good because since chalipin is neighbor pachas b'shaver puto, so chalipin is aimbo hanoi. Kiddushi Kesef has to be Kesef Shiyesh Bahano, and Chalip, and since it's Nepa Hushaputa, that's called Ein Bahano.
So,
yes, yeah, sounds not like Rashi, not like Tosis, huh? Rashi said, Ginai Hula, psychological umdina, that she doesn't agree to get married by Chalipin because it's a bizoyin. Ginai Hula. Rabbi Natam, simple pshat in Rabbi Natam was that Kiddushay, that Chalipin is not, the Havamina was Chalipin mitam kesef, and Maskana was Chalipin not mitam kesef. We had a problem to say, for Yosha Rabbi Natam doesn't say like that, so you have to break your head to figure out what did the Rabbi Natam say. But the easy way to say the Rabbi Natam is that the Havmina was a Chalipa mitam kesef, and Kamash Malan that Chalipa is not mitam kesef, it's a different Kenyan. Mela, it's no good. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam says Chalipa is no good because the Rambam is beferish. Avner Miloim has this. Every 30 pages, he wakes up with this Rambam again, explains another Rambam. Ram has an Ushita. Chalipa is no good, min HaTorah, not because of psychology and not because it's a different Kenyan, because it is kesef. Chalipin is mitam kesef, but it's not good because it's not kesef shiyej bahano. And Matonam Naslach says, for the same reason, it's also not good. Not that it's dumya da chalipin, it's not good because it's kesef shein bahano. So that's what the Rambam read over here. The Gemara says, Mekadosh milva and Mekadosh is bahano as milva and Mekadosh is, what's bahano as milva? It's called kesef shiyej bahano. But it doesn't mean that it's hanoaki kesef. It's not like Adam Chashuv, that you're being Mekadosh. Hanoaki kesef, that the Gemara has the shayla yesh and l'schiris b'tchil about tzav, and l'schiris al b'sah. Hanoaki kesef is because schiris poilim is kind of b'yalma, kind of kan. That's hanoaki kesef. That's a different thing. Rama says over here, no, this is kesef sheyesh b'hano. This is kesef sheyesh b'hano. So the Ramam says, the Rama says if he gives it $200, he says Hare Mukadesh Sli Bahanoas Zman Sharviach Loch Bimul Vizu. It's not that he says after the month is up. When he lends her the money, he says, you have the right to use the money for a month, for a year, whatever, and I expect you to give me back the $200, plus I expect you should be Mikudeshis to me. The same Matnamoas, let's say I give the girl a ring. I say, the ring is worth $200. I want to bekoin your karka. She has a field that's for sale, and she wants $1 million for the field. He says, I want to pay $1 million for the field, but I want to bekoin her, and I want to marry you at the same time. She says, sold. She'll agree to marry him, and she'll agree to sell him the field. So he gives her one ring, and he says, Harem Kadesh is libe tabazu, and I want the same tabaz. She'll bekoin the field. So why not? What's wrong? The same tabas he gives is good to be kind of the field, to be kind of Isha. So that's what the Rama says over here. It's Kiddushi Kesef. Kiddushi Kesef, it's Kinyan Karka Kesef, it's Halvoa. Halvoa is Machayev Deloibe to pay. Why? It's a new din Halvoa. No, Matn Mois. That's what Baruch Be says, B'Shem Rab Chaim. The same din Matn Mois. Mala Kesef, she can't go to the Yama, the kind of Kant. It's the same din. Kesef is kind of Karka, Kesef is kind of Kiddushin. Kesef is kind of matan mos, is kind of that the loiva has to pay back. So the chosin gives the kala $200, says, all right, mukudeshesli with the 200, with the hanoe. If he says, here's $200, you can keep arei mukudeshes b'kesef zeh, says, good. Here he says, he wants matan mos. He says, you have to pay me back the $200, arei mukudeshes with the same $200. So where does she have hanoe? She has to pay him back the $200. And the Ramahos Kiddushi Kesef has to be Hanoah. So he says, no, the Hanoah is that she has the right to use it for a whole month. And he's not charging her any interest over here. So that's called Kesef Shiyesh Bahanoah. That's how the Rambam understood.
What could she do with it?
She can invest $100 and make a fortune. If she invests wisely, she can invest and make profit, reinvest, and she become a multimillionaire. And then she'll give him back his lousy $200. She made millions on the $200. She'll give him back his $200. So the Rambam read the Gemara like that. The one matna mois is good to be kind of karaka and to be kind of kiddushin and to be kind of halvor. All at the same time, it's the same matna mois.
Well, isn't there hanah even if lower bechlism that she could also invest it even if it's the very standard amount of time that he would own it?
The Rambam learns Arvachlazim not like Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis say he already lent her the money and now he lets her keep it for longer. The Rambam says no, he's giving her the money now. The halvoa is right now. He doesn't learn Arvachlazim that it's later. He gives her the $200, that's his mashu. He gives him a saim zuz, and he says he can keep it for an amount of time. And the matnamois that I just made should be kind of two things, should be kind of issues. Matnamois is kedusha kesa, should be kind of issues, should be kind of halva. So it's kind of two things at the same time. And then he says, the last line, Upirsha Rabboisai Bahanoas Milved Vorm Shein Roy Lusham. My Rabbeim had a different interpretation, and it's not correct. We don't know who was Rabbeim, we don't know what they said. But what the Rambam is saying is not like Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos is saying that just like on the next daf, the Gemara has Bayodim Choshuv, Anoak Kikesev, and just like the Gemara later has Chok Lefana, Rekoid Lefanai, when Adabra like Lishilton, he does a pa'ula to be Mahana her. So that's Hanoa Kikesev, that's Bendinsky Respailem. So here, Bahanoas Mechivos Mil, Bahanoas Milve, if he's Mahana her, if he says so, Amikarishu with Hanoa, so it's Medin Hanoa Kikesev. So that apparently the Ramam is disagreeing with them. I've the Gemara said Hanoa. No, he said that's because you need Kesev Shiesh Bahanoa, not because Hanoa Kikesev. That's the Ramam Sprat by the Chalipen and by the Matanam and Aslachsev. It's a new din deraisa, Kiddush Isha. It's Kesev Shiesh Bahanoa, because that's what the Gemara said. Malat Tzara Shev Shebehem, Shken Yesh Behem, Shken Hanoa Samaruba. So the Gemara said that, as a Pirche on the Mamatzinu. How can you learn that Kiddush Ishtar from Kiddush Bi and Kiddush Kesev? There's room to ding zach mal kedusha kesef and kedusha bia shahanosam ruba tamer b'shtar shein hanosam ruba. So Gemara just said it to be matcha the alfusa. The Rambam understood no, that's taka the din that you need kesef shiesh b'hanah. It's not just a way to be matcha a habamina in the Gemara. So the Rambam is rejecting what his rabbosav said. Here there's a rabbit also which I can't read. What is it? What does the rabbit say over here? Okay. So what does it say? Let's hear. Doesn't learn like the Ram. Doesn't learn like Rama. Doesn't learn like Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos learn. Avach lozimno. She owes him the money. She gives mana piroin, and he's extending. Hanoa kikesef. The koshken if he's meichel the whole havoah. Rashi said, and the Rambam learns he's making the havoah now. So the Rabbi learns the third pshat. Pirsha, are we showing him that what? The girl owes the money to the boy. I think there's a misprint in the Rambam. She said, "Most means money biyado." Should say biyado, not biyado. She owes him the $200, so she comes with the $200 to pay back to the boy. And then he says he can keep the kesef hareh mukudeshesli. So the Rambam has it in Gansin a different shot. She's about to pay back the money, and he didn't get the money yet. And he says, "How emukadeshesli?" But the money that you're about to give me. So the Ravid says that that's good for kiddushin. Why is that good for kiddushin? So there is. I mentioned yesterday there is a sefer called Tmim Deim that has the tshuvas of the Ravid. So the Tmim Deim, the Ravid writes a lashon that this gemara most misman biyado lefroya. Is similar to the Gemara in Bava Kama, on Daf Lamed Vav. Huh? Right. There is a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara says there was a wise guy who slapped someone else on the ear. Who did Tokalei Lachavrei? And the Mishnah says you have to pay Nezek Tzari Pishavs and Boshes whenever you harm somebody else. So the Bezin always has to make a shumaham, which is a nezikam, which is the tzar, ripish, shevis, boshes. So sometimes they, instead of the Bezin assessing every time, so they have the Mishnais and Brises, sometimes they say, whoever does the following thing has to pay so much money, shine. And that covers all. That covers the nezik, tzar, ripish, shevis, boshes. So it says, hatakeh lachaber, someone who slaps the other guy on the ear, nosen lasela. He has to pay so much money. So Gemara has a shayla. What does the Sela mean? It means a Sela Tzuri or a Sela Medina. They used to have two monetary systems running concurrently, and each one had a dollar and a half a dollar and a nickel and a quarter and a dime, had all the different coins and a penny. But one system, like Canadian coins and American coins, sometimes the Canadian money is worth more than American money, sometimes American money is worth more than Canadian money. and it's all called the same words. This is called a nickel and a quarter and a dime and a penny and a dollar. So they had two monetary systems that were called the same thing. One was 8 times the value of the other. It didn't fluctuate. So the Kesef Tzuri, the dollar and the half a dollar, everything was 8 times the value of the dollar and half a dollar in the Kesef Medina system. So the Gemara says, so what's whenever the Chumash says you have to pay an amount of money, how many slime you pay, or the Mishnah says you have to pay so much money, so are they referring to the Kesef Tzuri, the more valuable amount, or the Kesef Medina? So the Gemara says, if it's Kesef Amar Batoira, it's Kesef Tzuri. That's the Gemara Him Baba Kama Vamad Vavamad base. It's also in Kiddushin, it says Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. I think we discussed it the first and the second day, we spoke a little bit about that. So Kol Kesef Amar Batur. Says in the Chumash that Oynes HaMifat Tepei Chamishim Shekel, Moitzi Shemer pays Meo Shekel, but you have to give money for Korbanus Tzibur, you have to give Machzis HaShekel, Shomod kills in Abeknani, he pays Shloshim Shekel, Shloshim Shalevet. So these Shloshim Shekel, Chamishim Shekel, Meo Shekel, Machzis HaShekel, that's all Kesef Tzuri, that's the higher amount. Kol Kesef Amar Batur, whenever the Chumash talks about an amount of money, it's a Kesef Tzuri money. However, Vishal Devreim is Kesef Medina. Whenever it appears in a Mishnah, and it's a Din D'Rabbanan that the Chachamim instituted, so they use the language of their time. So when it says in the Mishnah, Tekel HaVera, it says in the price, Tekel HaVera Nosan HaSela means you only pay a Sela Medina, which is a Bupkis. It's 1/8 of a Sela Tzuri. And there are four Zuzim in a Sela, so you pay a half a Zuz, will be 1/8. Ephesus will be 1/8 of a Sela Tzuri. So this wise guy was the Kela Haver, slapped him on the ear, and the Bezin says you have to pay half a dinar, which is peanuts. So the guy says okay, and he takes out a coin from his pocket, and he wants change. He gives the Nechbal Azuz, a dinar. And he wants him to give change. He says, that's all rubbed out. I don't accept that. So strictly speaking, it's legal tender. Just because rubbed out, let's say you have an old dollar bill that's all wrinkled up and it's all rubbed out a little bit, but it's still legal tender. The government didn't take it out of circulation. It's still worth a dollar, still worth $10, whatever it happens to be. So the Nechbal says, I should give you change. What are you giving me this piece of junk? So he says, you don't like it? So he slaps him on the other ear and he says, okay, you can keep the wholesaler. I don't need any change. You keep the wholesaler. Because on this here, on that area, he owes him half a dinar for this, and half a zuz for this, half a zuz for this. So you can keep the whole zuz and don't give me any change. So till the Gemara gets to that, so the Gemara says, when he slapped him on the one ear, so the Dayan said, you have to pay him a half a zuz. So the Nechbal said, half a zuz. That's tachmamish peanuts. That's hardly anything. So he says, give it to charity. Give it to the poor people. So then the guy said, no, I changed my mind. Give it to me. So the Gemara says he can't change his mind because Rabbi Yosef was there. Rabbi Yosef was the Gizbah Shal Tzedakah. Rabbi Yosef was the rabbi who passed him on the case. He was the Gizbah Shal Tzedakah. And he's kind of with the Kinyan Maimon Shloshna. That what? That the Chovel owes the Nechbal a half a Zuz. And the Nechbal says in the presence of the Gizbah Shal Tzedakah, give the half a Zuz that you owe me, give it to the Aniyim. So the Gemara says he can't back out. Can't back out. These are two different stories. The Gemara has one with the guy slapped him on the right ear, on the left ear. That's the second story. And the first story is about this. First, the guy said, give it to charity. Then he wanted to change his mind. He said, give it to me. I can use it also. So the Rishonim will discuss over here, why did you need a Kinyan Maim Shloshtan over here that he shouldn't be able to back out? When a person pledges, let's say they make an appeal in Shul for its Dokah, and the person pledges that he's going to give an amount of money. So no Kinyan is made. There's no Maim Shloshtan over here. But if you pledge, so a neder to give to tzedakah is binding midim neder. So what's the habamina that the guy should have the right to back out? So the Rishonim explain over here, the different pshat. So the Rishonim explain, the Nechbal didn't want to back out. He just wanted to use the coin. He's going to substituted with a different coin later on. So what's taka the din? If a person sets aside $10 to give to tzedakah, but he didn't give it to the giz b'shal tzedakah yet. So the Gemara says, he sets aside money, calls manchula higili as gizbar. So the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Erechen. Tosis quotes it. So calls man that the money was here, Erechen daf vava min alaf. Sela zula tzedakah, he sets aside a dollar for tzedakah, calls manchula higili as gizbar muta l'shanoso. He can use this dollar bill for himself and give a different dollar. He took a neder to give a dollar to tzedakah. Doesn't have to be this dollar. He can give a different dollar. But once it's a Gilead gizba, so the gizba shel tzedakah is kaina, mamasha, kinyan, and dinim amenus, then you're not allowed to borrow the money and give back a different one, unless it's a good deal for tzedakah. Let's say he wants to borrow and is going to give back more. Okay? Let's say I have a dollar bill and I need a quarter for some candy machine. For a cup of coffee or something. So I don't have quarters. I go to the pushka, and I want to put in a dollar bill and take out four quarters. So you're not allowed to do that, because the pushka belongs to the tzedakah, so it's a kinyan chotzer. So the tzedakah is kind of a kinyan chotzer. That's like a gilead gizbar. So it's also a shanos. So you're not allowed to take out a dollar and change for your dollar bill, unless it pays for tzedakah. I'm only going to take out 95 cents. So that's fine. Okay. So it's a good deal. I'm going to give them a dollar, they're going to give me 95 cents. But to take out a dollar's change for the dollar bill that I give, that's not permissible, because it's Gilead Gibil also the Shanoso. So that's what many Rishonim have learned, this story. Not that the Nechbal originally said, give it to charity, and then he said, no, give it to me, I changed my mind. No, he said, let me use it, I'll give a different dollar later on. So the Gemara says, since the Kinyan my Mishloshna was made, because Rabbi Yosef is present, and Rabbi Yosef happened to be the Giz B'Shol Tzedakah, so the tzedakah is kind of with a kinyan. My mishloshtan. So the nechbal not only is mechuyev mitam neder, he pledged to give a dollar to tzedakah. The tzedakah was kind of the money ready. So he cannot be loiva in mi parei acher tachtov. So the Raivin and the Balamar learned Bechavrusa, and they both have the exact same pshat on this gemara and daf lamed vav. They both have a comment on the Rif. The Rif says on this Gemara that the half a dollar that the Chovel didn't yet pay to the Nechbal was Eina Bishusa. It was Eina Shalod, Eina Bishusa of the Nechbal. It didn't belong to him yet. So he can't be makna that coin to Tzedakah. The coin doesn't belong to him. So the Raivin and the Balamor both say the same pshat. Since the Chovel had the money, most Mizman and the Odalifer had the money prepared to pay back the Nechbal, so that's considered Shaloi u'bishusa of the Nechbal. Even though he didn't give it back yet, that's considered as if the Piran HaChov already took place. Since the money was made accessible to the Nechbal, he was about to give it to the Nechbal, even though he didn't give it yet. It's still in the Rishus of the Chovel, but he was prepared to give it, so that's already considered Piran HaChov. And whenever you make a Piran HaChov, the money with which you made the Piran HaChov becomes nikna to the Malva without any need for a Maisa Kinyan. So here the Malva is not a Malva. Here the Malva is the Nechbal, the one whom he harmed. He slapped him on his ear, and he owes him a half a dollar. So because the Chovel was prepared, he has a half a dollar, Moismin's money, Beod de Lefraya, is considered as if he already did the piron, as if the money is already nikne to the nechbal, and the nechbal has the ability to be makna the money. That's what both the Raivin and the Balamor, they both came up with the same pshat. They learned Bechavrusa. So that's what the Raivin writes in the Hasagas on Hilchas Ishus. He says the case in the Gemara is talking about Moz Mizmani Biyod Lefraya. The girl borrowed $200 from the boy, and it's a giz manipuran. She has the money to give back to him. She's about to give it back, and he says, maybe he'd marry you, me. She says, okay, you have to be Mekadosh. He says, the $200 that you're about to give me back, Hariat Mekadosh is with the $200, and you can keep it. So the Rabbi learns the same as he learned over there. That's what he writes in the Tshuvas and the Tmim Deim. He writes the same pshat that he said in Baba Gama Daf Lamed Vav is the pshat over here. Most Bismar, the Biyod Lefraya, is considered is if the money is niknat to the malve, here it's the chosen is the malve, then the malve tells the girl she can keep it. Says mamish kedushim bekesa. That's the one ravid. That's the ravid in Hilchos Ishus. But then there's the other ravid. The other ravid in Hilchos Malve Veloive seems to be learning along the lines of the Rambam that it's not mekadosh with the coins. He's not mekadosh with the coins. The Rambam learned that he's mekadosh with the matamoyes. He lends a $200, and matamoyes can be kind of karka, can be kind of ishus, and can be kind of halvoah. So it can be kind of both ishus with halvoah. So the Rambam learned that he gives a $200. If he would have given a $200 and said, "Hare mukadeshusli," with the $200, and I also want you to pay me back the $200. So the Rambam says that's legitimate. But he says that's ribbis, that'll be a violation of ribbis. So what did the Gemara say, that it's only avak ribbis? The Gemara said it's not ribbis deraisa. So Rashi gave two reasons why it's not. We'll have to go again with the Rashi. Rashi said two reasons. So the Rambam says if it would have been mishas halvoah, it would have been ribbis deraisa. But it's avak lozimna, if it's later, so then it's only avak ribbis. It's only considered ribbis ketzutza if the ketzitza is b'shas ha-halvoah. But the ketzitza is later, it's going to be arvach lozimno, it's going to extend the halvoah for a longer period of time. The Rambam quoted in Hilchos Ishus, if he gives her the $200, says, Hare mukadesh asli, with the $200, and you have to pay me back the $200. So he says, she'll be mukadesh, the matan mos accomplishes both. She owes him the money b'tam halvoah, and she's becoming mukadesh, but that'll be ribbis ketzutza deraisa. But if he says it, then the Rambam says, "How Rabbi said that that's only ribbis derabbanan," and the Ravid is masig. He says they made a mistake. Lo yafahoru. The Ravid there in Hilchos Malve Veloive said lo yafahoru. They made a mistake. The kedushin yochichu. How is the kedushin chal? If he said b'shas harvachas hazman, it's not called ketzutza. So what is he mikadosha with? So there's no matan mois. Matamos is good to be kind of karka, to be kind of ishus, and to be kind of halvoa. So if it's bishas matamos, then the Rambam wrote that it's ribbis ketzutza. If it's arvach lazimna, then it'll only be ribbis derabbanan. If arvach lazimna is not considered ketzutza, so it's, why not? Because it's not called a matamos. If it's not a matamos, so where's the kedushin? How's the kedushin chal? So the Rabbi says the fact that the kedushin achal, kedushin yochichu, the fact that kedushin achal, that itself is a chacha, that it is considered like matan mois. That's the taina of the ravid. The two ravids don't jive together. The ravid himself learns pshat, most mizman and the other lefraya, like he said the same as in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Vav. And the other ravid, he says, he's arguing within the Rambam. That's not his own pshat. The ravid's own pshat is most mizman and the other lefraya, mekadosha with the bien, with the cash that she's prepared to give him back. That's considered as if she gave it back, and it's already belongs to the chas. And the Ravid's argument was on the Rambam, how can he say that if it's b'shas halvoa, then it's ribbis ketzutza? If it's b'shas harvachas hazman, it's ribbis sheni ketzutza. Sheni ketzutza, so how is the kedushin chal? Where's the kinyan matnamoyes? Okay, we'll have to discuss it. So what did Rashi? Rashi gave two different reasons why it's not ribbis ketzutza. The Rashi says, "V'lav ribis gomur." It's only ribis derabbanan, only haramus ribis udehavya. V'lo ribis gomur. So he says two reasons why the Rashi points out the lo kotz lo midi. There was no tzitza b'shas halvoah. Tzitza was b'shas harvach lazimna. That's like the Rambam wrote. If you make a tzitza shalav b'shas halvoah, that's not called ketzutza. Then he says another reason. And even if you would have made the tzitza b'shas halvoah, Rashi holds that it wouldn't be ribbis ketzutza, v'lo ribbis gomor, why do lukas me v'lo midi shokal mino. The only time it's called, what does the word ribbis mean? Mamona shel hamalva misrabeh. The Chumash calls it neshech, you're biting into the loive, linshoch is to bite, and it's called ribbis. So the beginning of a neshech has a discussion, is it possible to have neshech without ribbis and ribbis without neshech? Is it possible to have a case, mamona shel hamalva is misrabeh, and it wasn't really at the expense of the lova. The lova is not bitten into. Or is it possible that the lova was bitten into, the lova is losing, and the malva is not gaining anything? The Gemara comes to the conclusion, there ain't no such thing. Whenever it's ribbis, it's neshech. Whenever it's neshech, it's ribbis. The Gemara has suggestions. Maybe it's possible to have neshach while the ribis, ribis by neshach is not shaykh. So the Rashi holds over here, the only time it's called ribis is if mamona shel hamalva misrabeh. He got himself a wife, that's not called mamona shel hamalva misrabeh. So that's not a violation of ribis deraisa. So Rashi says, even if it would have been b'shal salva, it happens that it's b'shal habrochas hazman, so it's not ribis kitzutza anyway. But Rashi says, even if it would have been b'shal salva, it wouldn't be ribis kitzutza deraisa because la midi yayiv lo. What does he say? La midi shokamino. He doesn't own any additional bien. So mamona shel hamalva was not nisrab over here. So those are the two explanations where Rashi gave two different reasons. Rashbo points out the Rashi. Two different reasons why it's not ribis deraisa, because it wasn't lo kotz lo velo midi. He didn't make a tzitza b'shas alvav. It's made b'shas habrochas hazman. But la bein d'shal kamino mamona shel hamalva when he's not misrab. He has a wife. He said, so that's what Tosis Tain is. But it should be ribis tzitza. He would have had to give her a pruta otherwise. So he saved himself money. But you can't say mamona shel hamalva wasn't nisrabeh. So that's why Rashi holds and Tosis holds no. Since he saved himself a pruta, so that's called ribis deraisa. There's a lot here in Hilchas Rim. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow is normal day. We'll try to give a normal shiur, normal time. Okay, we'll go over again a little bit more. The Rambam with the Ravid, with the Rashi and the Tesis. Okay.
The Rebbe doesn't say that the
Isha
is going to. Rebbe jumps Isha. He said that somebody else is going to be married. Instead, he's going to be married for a man. And would that have nothing?